Thank you for taking part in this very important research. My name is Micah Cookis. I am a CI student. As a class project, I and my classmates are collecting the oral histories of those in Ventura County who are affected by the current economic recession. By signing the consent form that I have provided you with earlier, you have agreed to participate in this research, and/or you have agreed to the audio recording of this interview to be archived at the CI Broome Library. I would like to assure you that whenever you feel uncomfortable with this interview, you can take a break, or you can decide to withdraw your participation interview. So please tell me about yourself.
My name is Jessica Dulloway. I was born in 1993. 19 years old. I'll be 20 in July.
Exciting.
Yes.
How long have you lived in Ventura County?
I moved here 2 years ago from San Diego County and moved here for school.
And what do you do? Sorry, let me elaborate on that question. What do you do as like a career or a job?
Right now, I work two jobs. My first job...
Wow, that sounds like a heavy load.
It's a lot. Plus school, it's insane. But I work about 30 hours a week at Chili's restaurant. And I work another 10 at school in the archives at our library, actually.
Oh, that's really cool. Do you enjoy working at the archives?
I love it. I just recently switched my major to it.
Oh, wow.
History, so that I could go to get my archives license when I graduate.
That's awesome. That sounds like, is that something, like a career you chose after working at the archives?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Really, really cool. Have you worked any other jobs before?
I worked in a lot, well, not a lot. I worked at a Honda dealership for about a year
and
a half.
Oh, that's cool.
The summer before my freshman year of college and my senior year in high school.
Oh, okay. So, like, senior year until you came to CI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, these jobs don't sound like they're necessarily, like, lifetime careers, other than the archive one. But was the archive, like, a dream you've had since you were a child? Or what was your childhood dream? If you had one.
My childhood dream, honestly, growing up, I never really knew, like, what I was set out, like, wanting to do. when I was little, I remember wanting to be a teacher, probably Aww. The most. But now, that is definitely not my calling.
Okay, well, the archive sounds like you know what you want to do, and, like, you're very committed.
Yeah, I've been working there for about a year and a half now, and it's just been so, like, interesting. Every paper I get, every document, every oral history that I get from everyone is just so interesting to learn about, and so I'm set on it now.
It sounds like your job every day is a little different.
Yeah, definitely. It's working with different things and different people and listening to their stories. It's really cool.
Well, it's really nice to get to know you, Jessica. Tell me about your family.
I have, obviously, my mom, my dad. My parents are divorced. My dad is remarried. My mom is not. And I have three siblings and one nephew, who's, like, pretty much is, like, a sibling.
Did you grow up in, like, your mother or your father's household, or, like, was it an equal split? How did that work?
It was a really messy divorce between my parents. So, my dad had 4 days out of the year with us. Or out of the month, each month.
Oh, okay.
In 4 days. So
it's a little
I spent
different.
The entire time with my mom's family. My mom, all the time.
And even though your mother didn't remarry, was she very, like, how was it living in a single-parent home?
It was really, I wouldn't want to say, like, lonely, but, like, it was, my mom was very busy working. She is an accountant and a notary person, so she, like, signs, she's very busy, and she has offices in Torrance and in San Diego.
Both in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, she's would constantly be, like, up in Torrance for a week and then back down at home for a week.
For a whole week?
Yeah, she'd be gone for a week.
And what would you do on those nights that she wasn't there, or those days?
I stayed home alone. I would stay home alone. Not, obviously not when I was, like, little, but into high school, I was, like, completely fine being by myself at home.
So, like, she wouldn't know if you went to school or anything, right?
Other than a phone call.
So, when you did go to school, though, it was because, like, you were pushing yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my parents, when they were still together when I was little, and even when they divorced, they've always tried to make me a very independent person. They've always, like, engraved me to, like, make my own decisions, and they've never really told me what to do, or, like, they've never been like, you have to get straight A's. It's always been like, I just do.
Oh,
or I
good.
Just try really hard with everything, I guess.
That's good. When did you come to Camarillo?
I moved here in 2011.
And it's now 2013, so you've been living out of your mother's house for about 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Almost. In August, it'll be 2 years, I guess.
And do you find it to be a struggle? Do your parents, like, support you? Or are you... How does it work?
It has been the most chaotic and difficult thing ever to live on my own. My freshman year, my parents wanted me in an apartment. They didn't want me in the dorms, and I chose to live in the dorms because I thought it would be a better experience, and it was. It was a good idea.
How were you able to pay for going to school and living in the dorms?
Well, my parents have never really, like, struggled too much financially. So, when we decided on the dorms, they were willing to pay for it. However, I didn't want them to be putting that much money into my education. Because that's not something that I think they should have to pay for. So, my freshman year, we split it. My mom paid $6,000, my dad paid $6,000, and I paid $6,000.
Oh,
so I paid in loans, obviously. I don't have $6,000.
Yeah. How are you, what's your living situation this school year?
This school year, I moved out. And
of the dorms?
Out of the dorms into an apartment in Oxnard, townhouse. And I pay for everything completely on my own.
Wow, that sounds like... It could be really overwhelming. How have you learned to budget, or are you able to budget on the income you're able to make as a student?
Probably never learn a real budget. No, my mom does taxes, and she's super, like, into, like, organizing everything, and she's sent me out a budget each month. She'll send me to, like, kind of help to pace me and remember, like, this is what your expenses are this month. Here you go. Like, don't forget.
Are you able to manage off of that budget?
No. Absolutely not. Like, every month at the end of the month, the last, like, 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, well, last week, I guess. I'm like, well, guess I don't need groceries this week. Like, until I get paid again, it's not gonna happen.
And when it comes to, like, food... Are you able to buy, like, food that you would consider a nutritious diet, or are you living off of things that are less nutritious?
Definitely do not get the luxury of buying great, amazing food. And it's horrible, but in between working 40 hours, going to school for another, like, 10 hours, and homework and everything, like, I don't even have time to, like, sit down and think about what I have to do, let alone, like, go to the store and buy groceries, since I can't even afford those either, and have time to, like, make an actual dinner. Like, it's not gonna happen.
Do you buy fast food often?
Yeah. I'll pick up something on the way home. A lot easier.
After working all day?
After working all day. Like, today I didn't get off until 10 at night.
What was the most surprising... What was the most surprising aspect of your experience of living on your own and trying to support yourself and trying to budget?
The most surprising thing was... I don't know if it was, like, the actual idea of, like, groceries. Like, I've never, like, gone grocery shopping. Like, I don't know. There's always just been groceries. So when I had to do it, I was like, what? $4 for peanut butter? Like, are you kidding me?
So, it's a luxury.
Yeah, that apparently... So that was pretty surprising. The cost of gas was, like, insane. I was like, what? It's gonna cost me $50 to fill up my tank for, like, a week and a half. That's ridiculous.
Do you go home often? Like, no. To your parents' home?
No. The last time I went home was probably months ago. Months. I don't even have time, like, and if I take time off of work, that's hours that I could be working that I need to afford everything that I have.
For that trip home.
Yeah. Plus everything to go home, it's impossible.
How has your life changed because of things like having to budget groceries and gas and, like, books for school and things like that? Are you able to do the things you thought you would be able to do, living on your own?
I guess it's really put some, like, responsibility into every choice I make every day. Like, if I want to stay up and watch a movie, like, that's going to be 2 hours less of sleep than I'm going to get the next day. If I decide to, like, take a nap during the day, that's homework that I'm not going to be able to make up. Like, if I'm sick and I can't go to work, that's, like, I have to pick and choose, like, what I can and can't allow myself to do. Yeah. So it's definitely given a lot of responsibility to me.
Yeah, as a student and someone working full-time, your time sounds very valuable.
Yeah.
And not something you can waste. So how have you coped? Like, how have you... Is it your mom sending you, like, budgets? Or, like, suggestion budgets? Or is it, like... How are you able to do what you do? Because it sounds like it's such a struggle.
Well, I don't think I could have been able to do any of this without the amazing support system I have with my family, my friends, my roommates. They have made it so amazingly better to do all of this. I also just think, like, the fact that this is everything that I've ever wanted. Like, I don't necessarily mind, like, having to work 40 hours a week and go to school and do all of this and take care of myself because it's what I wanted. I want a better future and I want an education that's great, and I am out of school that I love with people that I love, and I really think that that's what's made it so much easier to do all this. It's like, this is what I had wanted, and it's great. even if it's not the best all the time, it's really good most of the time. It's getting to a good point.
Do you see any value in the struggle you're going through to make it? Do you have, like, an end goal?
I think my end goal is to have a job that I love. My parents both, my mom's really, she loves her job. And although it's a lot of time that she has put into it, she deserves everything that she's gotten. And she loves every day getting up and going to work. My dad opened up his own business, and granted, he probably doesn't want to be working anymore. He wants to retire, but he loves his job too. It's doing exactly what he loves. So I think my goal in the end of this is to be able to wake up and do all of the things that I love, do something that I've always wanted to do, and working every day to get there is just great. It'll take some time, but it's good for me, good enough for me.
That's really good. It's good that you see value in not only your education, but how you're working towards it, because if you, like, if you loathed it, you know, if you're, like, getting up and going to work and, like, miserable at the end of the day, it wouldn't be worth it. And so it's great that you see value in it. Do you think it should be easier to obtain a degree in California? Do you think the costs of it are too expensive?
I definitely think it's a pretty overpriced, but I mean,
seeing as how, like, K through 12, kindergarten through your senior year in high school are free and the government is able to provide it, do you think it should be, a higher education should be obtainable also?
I think so, and I mean, they say, like, you get what you pay for, so, like, at a community college, you're getting, like, this kind of education, this one you're getting, I don't know what the real difference is between each of them, but I just know it's way overpriced either way. I shouldn't be paying, like, $3,000 in books. I shouldn't have to be paying, like, $200 for a parking permit for a semester. Like, that's kind of insane. But, I mean, I do value my school a lot, so it's not horribly painful, so I mean, I guess.
Do you receive any financial aid?
Yes.
So, Jessica, how are you dealing with all this stress and what sounds to be a quite overwhelming load?
Medication? No, I do go to therapy because I have very deep-rooted anxiety issues. And while they first appeared when I was really little, and they ended up going away more towards high school, well, not really high school, like the ending of my high school career, I didn't have it as bad. I didn't have my panic attacks all the time. Once I got into college and came here, it started up again. The second semester of my freshman year, so spring 2012, it started up again. And I started going to therapy with a new therapist, and they basically said that it was just me trying to adjust to a new place because it was out of my comfort zone. And it still hasn't changed a year and a half later. And I don't think that's me trying to, like, adjust to something new, because I've been here for a while now. I think it's me just being stressed, like, worrying about work and what I didn't finish at work and what I need to finish tomorrow at work and what collections need to be processed and just everything. Different things like that tend to just overthink in my hand. I start overanalyzing it too much, and that's definitely been another struggle to, like, have to work through. On top of trying to take care of everything, like, I'm also having to maintain a healthy mind and quiet that part of my brain that's just, like, so overworked.
It sounds like the struggle you're taking on, though, would be an emotional struggle as well.
It definitely is. It's... 'cause as much as it is, like, physically having, like, work and, like, be awake and, like, doing things physically all day, it's also, like, it puts a strain on your emotions, and you start getting overworked and so, like, isolated with your own feelings that it's like, oh my gosh, I just need a break. I need a break from thinking.
Wow, that sounds very difficult. Sounds like you're coping with it well, though. So, the daily struggles, it sounds like it is something that would hopefully be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it's good that you're able to have someone to talk to, such as a therapist.
Yeah. I have a great therapist, but like I said before, I have an amazing support system from parents who care and siblings who are, they're not doing the exact same thing, but they're in school too. They're at universities. They're trying to do the same things I am. So that, and mixed with my friends who are doing the same things too, it's like, I'm not alone. So that makes it a lot easier to know, like, I'm doing all this every day, but so is a lot of other people.
Yeah, I think it is sometimes overlooked at the struggles that college students have. And I think it would be beneficial for the government to make it easier to obtain higher education.
Yeah, a little more, I hope. Just financial aid shouldn't be... My financial aid is nothing because it's based off of my parents' income. Even though my parents don't pay for anything.
Yes, it's very hard to become a dependent, even if you are literally
working all by yourself. Yeah, doing everything you can by yourself. It's completely the requirements to be a dependent, to be a dependent on your financial aid, or like you have to have a kid, or be homeless, or in the Navy, or in the troops. It's like things that I'm not, but I'm not considered a dependent because of those things, even though I am literally paying for everything on my own. Like, it's just, it's completely unfair.
It is. I have some of the same struggle with that. It should be easier to obtain financial aid. I feel like it is sometimes, not that the people who are receiving it don't deserve it, but I think the money needs to be distributed. I think people are overlooked. People who are struggling.
Yeah.
How are you able to know that you're going to have so much debt?
How
are you able to, like, keep taking out financial aid, knowing it is just accruing?
I know that it's loading on and on and on, and eventually there's going to be interest on that. It's just going to keep going and raise, and it'll be ridiculous. But I also know that what I'm working towards is greater than this debt that I'm gonna have right now. Like, I'm gonna have to struggle and acquire all of it if I'm gonna want a job that pays off for everything. So I think just knowing that eventually what I'm getting is greater than what I have now is enough to support myself through everything that I'm going through.
Yeah, and it sounds like the archivist job you want to obtain is something worth the debt to you.
Definitely. It's a lot of interesting things and a lot of things that I like doing. And it's worth learning how, even if that means I'm going to be $30,000 in debt in 2 years.
But that's good. Well, it's nice that you can say you're working towards a job that you believe you will enjoy.
It's not good now, but it will be greater then.
That's good. It's a very optimistic way to look at it. Tell me a little bit more about your family.
Like my siblings? My parents?
You said your parents have another child in college.
Yes.
How is that sibling also paying for their own college education? Or do they depend on your parents?
Well, my sibling is just starting her freshman year this year. And she's actually my stepsister, so she has a different dad than me, and, she has a different dad and mom, I guess. We're step. my stepmom is her mom.
Okay.
So, she just got accepted at a CSU back home in San Diego, the California State University of San Marcos. And she actually got a trust fund when she turned 18. We all had it. And she got it for enough to cover, like, her tuition and living expenses. Her dad's also, disabled. So she got a lot of financial aid for that. A lot of help. And my parents are also helping out a lot with her.
So, she's not taking on the financial burden that you are?
No. And she's living at home. She's not moving out. So she doesn't have that expensive rent and bills and gas and things like that.
But you grew up in your mother's household, correct?
Mm-hmm. Not my father's.
Yeah, so you were raised a little differently.
Yeah.
You were raised to be a little more independent.
Yeah. I mean, my dad is he's always pushed me to be very independent, make my own decisions, and a lot of things that were the same with my mom. But my stepmom is a lot more, like, hands-on. Not, like, controlling in a bad way, but more controlling of the situation and the decisions that she makes. And that was just the best one for her. And I think this is definitely the best one for me. It's a struggle, but it's worth it.
That's good that you see value in your education as well as your independence.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, thank you for having this interview with me today. It is greatly appreciated by the university.
Of course, no problem.